21st, 2015. This next session is the GNSO preliminary issue report, new GTLD subsequent procedures, located in Liffey meeting room 2, and will run from 11:45 to 12:15 local time.
1 minute warning. So hi everyone, I think we're going to get started as we only have 15 minutes for this session. So if I can ask everyone to take a seat, and if they want to continue conversations, to take it outside. Paul, call to order to Paul. All right, are we ready from a recording perspective? Okay, so let's kick this off then. So this is a session on the preliminary issue report on a potential policy development process on new GTLD subsequent procedures. And I'm actually presenting this in absence of my colleague Steve Chan, who unfortunately couldn't be here for personal reasons. So I'm just a substitute, so any difficult questions I'll just pass on to him. So this is just to give you an update on where things currently stand. As I think several of you are aware, but some of you may not. The issue report itself was created in response to a request from the GNSO Council to analyse subjects that may lead to changes or adjustments for subsequent new GTLD procedures. I think, as many of you are aware, the original new GTLD policy recommendations foresaw subsequent rounds, and I think the assumption is that if no changes are made, there is still support for those policy recommendations as those were originally developed, and those would be the basis for any subsequent rounds or procedures. So the objective is really to look at what were the experiences with the last round. Are the policy recommendations that were made, are they still relevant? Do any modifications need to be made? And as well, looking at some of the implementation issues, is there further implementation guidance that should be provided to some of the topics that have been identified. Unable to facilitate this work as a kind of pre-phase, the Council decided to create a discussion group that was really tasked to come up with what are all those issues that we've found, and is there a way to categorize or group those in a kind of natural way that may make a policy development process easier. So they provided their work to the Council, and that really informed then as well the preliminary issue report. So I said the issue report itself is really intended to help establish a baseline scope of subjects and to provide a further analysis on those subjects to help inform the deliberations of a subsequent PD working group should the GNSO Council decide to initiate a policy development process. So the issue report itself, and again, that's, I think, an important point for the public comment period, it's really not intended to ask at this stage for solutions or changes, but really to focus on, are all the issues identified that should be addressed here? Are the groupings done in a logical way? Are there other groupings that should be done? And anyway, any suggestions on how subsequent work may need to be informed by other initiatives, as well as how that work should or could be organized? And that's what we're currently specifically looking for. So as I mentioned, the discussion group itself identified a set of subjects for future PDP to be considered. I think it's quite a lengthy list of items. And they noted as well that, of course, and I mentioned that before, that there are different ways in which these different topics could be addressed. And again, it's something for the PDP working group to factor in. Are these issues, should there be a clarification or amendment or overriding the existing policy principles, recommendations, or implementation guidelines? Because as you all may know as well, the new GTLD policy recommendations consisted of a package of different documents, principles, recommendations, and implementation guidelines. So all of those should be factored in as the GNSO and the broader community considers these issues. Should new policy recommendations be developed? Were there elements that weren't addressed that should be actually covered? And is there a supplementing or different implementation guidance that should be provided? Of course, we know now a lot more on how those original recommendations were implemented, and maybe their specific guidance the GNSO Council and the broader community would like to provide as we look at the subsequent procedures on this topic. So the groupings that were created by the discussion group, and again, that come back in the preliminary issue report itself, are subjects that are identified to fall in the category of overall process support and outreach issues. Second, a category of legal regulatory issues. Three, string contention, objections and disputes. Four, internationalized domain names. And five, technical and operations. And of course, I think there's an understanding as well that some of these issues may cross these borders or may have links to each other. And again, that is one of the questions that will need to be considered by the Council as well as the PDP working group, how to deal with these issues. Is it something that done sequentially and parallel? Are there certain issues that need to be discussed and addressed before you can look at other issues? Because, of course, some of these are also connected to each other. If you're recommending something, maybe in the legal and regulatory space, that may have effect on how, you know, string contention or objections are done. So, again, that's something that needs to be factored in and thought through how to best organize that work and make sure that the PDP is set up a success. I think I already covered most of this. So where we're currently at, the preliminary issue report is out for public comment. As mentioned, it includes the five provisional groupings. Again, these are provisional, so if there are any comments on, is there anything missing, should these be different organized, please submit that. A total of 38 subjects have been identified. And as well, it includes some preliminary thoughts on how the work could be organized. But again, these are just suggestions at this stage, and any input on that is very much welcomed. So public comments can be submitted, if I'm not mistaken, until the 30th of October. Following that, staff will review the comments that have been received and develop a comment analysis report. It will also update the final issue report with any changes that are the result of those public comments. And again, changes we'll make will really focus on, you know, what did we miss? Are there specific suggestions on the categories or subjects? Any specific suggestions on how the work should be organized? Any input on, we think this is how things should change, or this is what should be recommended? We'll definitely summarise those, but those will just be passed on to the GNSO Council and presumably the subsequent PDP working group if it is decided that a PDP should be initiated, so as they are responsible for dealing with the substance of the issue. So then once we have completed that work, we intend to submit the final issue report to the GNSO Council. And I think our current planning is, and of course that is subject to the number of comments received number of changes that will need to be made, but we're hopeful that we would be able to then submit the final issue report in the November timeframe, which would allow the GNSO Council to consider the final issue report, as well as a question on whether or not to initiate a policy development process during their December meeting. And I think that's all I had. As I said, here's the link, so you're all encouraged to provide any input you may have on this issue report in response to the public comment forum. There's a summary available as well of the discussion group activities and some of the materials that they have provided as background information. And with that, I think I'd like to open it up. Any questions or comments people may have?
Hi, I'm Susan Payne for the record. I've got no idea which hat I'm wearing, so I'm just going to speak. Thank you very much, and thank you for all the work that's been done to date. I was on the discussion group, and therefore I'm at a distinct advantage, I think, compared to some people. But even I have found the document really hard to grapple with it because it's so huge, and I think it's been, for people, quite thing. I don't know how that gets addressed. I really don't. But it's, you know, a sort of 154-page or whatever it is, 200-page document. Is overwhelming for many people, and I don't know. So there's a general comment of, is there a way for background or stuff that people maybe don't need to wade through if they know that? You know, can more use be made of annexes and things? So that was just a general comment. And then more specifically, I'm thank you very much for the recognition that a lot of these issues kind of cross borders and so on, because as I've been going through it, one of my concerns has been that if the work was then sort of broken up into the five boxes sort of independently, there's an awful lot of overlap between them. And so I think perhaps one of the first tasks for the working group would be to really just sit down and work out which ones depend, you know, have either overlap or cross dependencies, and make sure they get dealt with together, because otherwise there's a risk of either duplication or no one doing something because they think someone else is dealing with it.
Yeah, so this is Marika, and thank you very much on your feedback. And yeah, we're aware that the report is very lengthy, and indeed there's a lot of information on this topic. And you know, we did try to really focus on the main aspects in the executive summary, but definitely take your point that we should maybe consider for maybe the final issue report, whether to move some of that to the annex and make it easier for people to find what they're really looking for. On your second point, yes, that is something that is foreseen and typically done by any or a requirement for any PDP working group. That is one of their first tasks. They need to produce a work plan. And that is really intended to indeed for discussion around, okay, so how are we going to organize our work? How do we ensure that there, indeed, if we decide that there are sub-teams that may work in parallel, that there is coordination between those? Or, again, are there some that need to go first and we can only work on some of the other topics once those have completed because they will actually inform the others? So that is really something where, indeed, we're hoping, and I think we do have provided some suggestions on that, how that might be done. But again, if there's any input on that as part of the public comment forum, that would be really helpful, because I think that may facilitate as well the PDP working group's work on its work plan. But again, it is something, one of the first points of action, you know, when the council decides to initiate a PDP inform or working group, that thought will need to go in through how to organize the work best and ensure as well that any related activities, because I think we also know that, you know, there are reviews going on, there's other information, other groups that are working on this. I mean, we've heard that the GAC talk this week as well, that they're very interested and they have their specific working group, you know, bring them in or at least their input and make them as well aware of this activity. So those are all things that will need to go into that thinking process.
This is just a minor suggestion to follow up on Susan's point. One thing that I think would be useful for folks don't necessarily have time to read the full report is to make a URL where people can just look at the issues matrix and how that's been classified. I think it's a pretty useful summary of it if folks can't go through the whole document. And I had a hard time because you can't actually copy it out of the PDF. So that might be a small way to go about it.
Yeah, so this is Marika. That's a great suggestion, and I'll definitely take that back to Steve so we can create a separate page for that so it's easier for people to look. No further hands or comments, and I would just like to encourage everyone to take then those 15 minutes that I give you back to look at the report, go to the public comment forum and submit your comments. And of course, you know, for those that are very new to this, like, you know, should the council in December decide to initiate a PDP and potentially as well adopt at that same meeting a charter for a PDP working group, you know, very shortly thereafter we will be launching a call for volunteers, and GNSO working groups are open for anyone interested in the topic. So look out, you know, on the GNSO website or the policy update if you're interested in this topic and you want to get engaged and participate in these activities. Thank you very much.
The hat shop is now closed for lunch. Thank you.